Islam in daily life. Islam is a religion which provides guidance to its followers in all aspects of their daily lives and demands that they unconditionally and sincerely follow it. Nothing really tests this adherence of a Muslim to Islam more than praying 5 times while going through his daily routine. Offering prayers 5 times is not enough. A Muslim is required to go to a nearby mosque to do so and pray with other Muslims in a congregation. Praying alone is not at all encouraged if a Muslim is able to go to the mosque. On the other hand, praying in a congregation is highly appreciated and rewarded. Many prophetic traditions focus our attention on this aspect of prayer. The Prophet himself set a fine example in this respect. No matter what the circumstances, he stressed and emphasized praying together in a congregation 5 times as a part of a Muslim's daily life. Abdullah ibn Umar narrates that he heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "Praying in a group is 27 times superior to prayers performed individually." When we offer our prayers for getting reward from Allah, then why should it not be done in a mosque, where the reward earned is 27 times more? Nobody will be so unwise as to forego a profit 27 times greater by putting a little extra labor. It is a pity that we apply ourselves so hard for acquiring very trifling gains in this material world. But are some people so unmindful of the gains in the hereafter, which yield 27 times more with a little extra effort? We often argue that for going to the mosque to pray, we have to close collectively the shop and will thus lose business. These pretexts and others of the kind cannot stand in the way of those who have perfect faith in the greatness of Allah and in His Word, and who realize the value of blessing and reward in the hereafter. It is in respect of such people that Allah says, "Men who neither merchandise nor sale beguileth from remembrance of Allah and constancy in prayer." Abu Huraira narrates that he heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "A prayer said in a congregation is 25 times more superior to a prayer said in the house or in the shop." It is so because when a person performs ablution in earnest and walks into the mosque with the sole intention of performing prayers, each step he takes adds one blessing to his account and wipes out one sin therefrom. Again, if he keeps sitting in the mosque after the prayer is over, the angels keep on seeking Allah's blessing and forgiveness for him. And as long as he keeps sitting in the mosque, waiting for the prayer, he goes on earning rewards as if he is busy in prayer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has also explained to us how the reward goes on increasing in the case of a person who, after performing ablution, leaves his house with the sole intention of joining other worshippers in the mosque. Each step he takes brings a reward as well as washes away the sin. Banu Salma, a clan in Medina, had their house at some distance. They intended to shift closer to the mosque. The Prophet, peace be upon him, however, advised them, saying, "Keep where you are. Every step you take while coming to the mosque is written in your account." It is said in a hadith, "The likeness of a person performing ablution at home and then leaving for the mosque is as the likeness of a person who, after wearing the ihram, Hajj apparel, at his house, leaves for the Hajj." Further, in the same hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, points to another act of great value. That is, as long as one remains sitting in the mosque after the prayer is over, the angels pray for him for forgiveness and mercy. the angels are the innocent and holy creation of Allah. So the effectiveness of their prayer is self-evident. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, if one wishes to meet Allah on the Day of Judgment as a Muslim, he must say his prayers at a place where Adhan is called out, as Allah has promulgated through his Prophet, peace be upon him, such practices which are nothing but guidance through and through, and prayer with the congregation is one of them. If you start saying your prayers at your houses, as so-and-so is doing, then you will be discarding the system of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and no sooner you desert his system than you go astray. A person who performs ablution correctly and then leaves for the mosque, at each step that he takes, gets one blessing and has one sin wiped out. During the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him, none would miss devotions performed collectively, except an open hypocrite or a real invalid. Even a sick person who could be dragged to the mosque with the help of two men would be made to join group devotions. This shows the extreme vigilance of the companions of the Prophet over their congregational prayers. Even a sick person was brought to the mosque somehow or other, though it needed two men to help him. This vigilance was quite natural when they found the Prophet himself so particular about it. It is said that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was on his deathbed, he would frequently faint. He succeeded in making ablution after several attempts, and though he could hardly stand, went to the mosque with the help of Abbas and another companion. Abu Bakr led the prayer at his instance, and he himself joined the row of the worshippers. Abu Darda narrates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, once said to him, "Worship your Lord as if you see him before you. Count yourself among the dead. Beware of the curse of the wronged ones. And even if you could crawl to the mosque, don't miss Isha and Fajr, the last and first prayers of the day, in a group." It is said in another hadith, Isha and Fajr are very heavy on those who are hypocrites. If they knew the reward of congregational prayers, they would go to the mosque and join other worshippers, even if they had to crawl. Anas bin Malik narrates that he heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "A person who is constant in his prayers with other worshippers for 40 days without missing the first takbir receives two writs, one for deliverance from hell and the other for freedom from nifaq. If a person is regular in his prayers with sincerity for 40 days and joins the congregational prayer from the very start, that is, when the imam calls out his first takbir, then he shall neither be a hypocrite nor shall he go to hell. A hypocrite is a person who feigns being a Muslim, but there is a lack of faith in his heart." And that concludes this edition of our program, prepared by Dr. Saeed Al-Nabi.
Islam in daily life.